Black Forest Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tonight. Lows dip down to about 21. Cloudy skies expected. Chance of snow again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Cloudy. Temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-30s. Chance for snow Tuesday. Once again, highs reach 34 this afternoon. Lows level off around 21 tonight. Highs reach 34 tomorrow. About an inch of snow Monday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 33.
A holiday full of hits on the Country Top 40 with Fitz. And I'm streaming and broadcasting the biggest songs in country music from deep in the heart of Texas. A lot coming up this hour. Your troop salute, and we're going to visit the CT 40 vault. But I got a sleigh full of songs with 30 more to go.
Number 30.
She'll be spending the holiday season in her hubby's hometown of Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. Carrie Underwood's driving up the countdown with Out of That Truck.
Yeah, I bet that shotgun here, it still smells like my shampoo. That mess up tape deck still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain. My nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja vu. When you're on
you high gear, up three from number 33 to number 30 with Out of That Truck. All right, folks, my name is Fitz, and I'm the guy that plays the hits, and it's not every day that I get to do a show with a queen. A true queen of country music. I'm talking about Reba McEntire. Sold 58 million albums worldwide, and I get to do a show with her.
I'm going to be hanging out with Fitz playing all the Christmas hits. It's hours and hours packed with special music and memories, and we'll be featuring some of my favorite Christmas songs. Be sure and check with your local station for airtime. Fitz and I are going to give you Christmas to remember. So get ready to deck the hits with Reba and Fitz.
It's going to fill your heart and make your spirits bright. Something else that's merry and bright is the career of Jordan Davis, who's making his way up the countdown for the eighth time, this time with a song called Tucson Too Late. Number 29, here's Jordan Davis.
I didn't know if we were over, just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, just kept getting goner. The sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plain. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up.
It was almost Tulane too late, as in Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. But Jordan Davis found a different title with Tucson Too Late, moving up two rungs from number 31 to number 29. You know, nothing says Christmas time and the holidays quite like your grandmother's house or the memories of your grandmother's house, the homemade Christmas cookies, the plastic-covered couches, the screen door, and you can't forget about the front porch. Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen are teaming up right now for a little salute to Granny, or in their case, Mamaw. In number 28, here's Mamaw's house.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was
was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. A cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night Santa had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn till my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night Stan had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every night Stan had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
Six spots on the countdown from number 34 to number 28 for Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen. An impressive jump for Mamaw's house. Many of us have felt the satisfaction of finding something that we've been searching for, but it's nothing compared to finding a friend. Finding that long-lost friend. Maybe it's happened for you. We're honoring friendship this weekend with our troop salute, supported by JCPenney.
This is Green Beret Bob. Fitz is my son. I proudly served my country from 66 through 72 with the Army Special Forces. We live in a land of the free because of our brave men and women, past and present. This is our troop salute.
North Carolina native Miller Denson and Joe Stroud were only 17 years old when they signed up for the Navy Medical Corps in 1945. And when they were discharged, they didn't exchange contact information. You know, back then, there was no Facebook or Instagram. And they didn't exchange information thinking they would just see each other again because they were both from North Carolina. Well, they didn't. They didn't see each other again at all. And for 76 years, they did all they could to find one another. But thanks to a family friend that helped Miller track Joe down this summer, they've been talking on the phone regularly for the past 3 months. But just a couple of weeks ago, their children arranged for an in-person reunion for the two 96-year-old folks to get together and have some barbecue. And if there's one thing I know, it's that barbecue really does bring people together. We live in the land of the free because of the brave. And Millard and Joe, this song is for you because your lives are something to be proud of.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles school uphill both ways. We were kings, which raised
released in May of 2005. That was Montgomery Gentry with Something to Be Proud Of. And we played it for your troop salute. Supported by JCPenney. JCPenney, make your holidays count. When we get back, a singer who grew up with the best of two very different worlds. City meets country comes to the countdown after this. We're counting
down. Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer. And some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor. While others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Just one pill each morning and no heartburn all day. My holiday hero.
Cheers. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Embrace winter at J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Discover fly racing snowmobile riding gear for the entire family, along with top-notch helmets. Explore Chilton trailers and power up with a new Jiffy Ice Auger. We're your trusted sales and service dealer for all power sports and marine equipment. Visit us on Highway 182 and check out our Performance Power Sports Showroom at Sugarbush Road inside the Sugarbush Bar. And yes, the bar is open. And J&A Services Marine and Power Sports is your home for quality and experienced service.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Make sure to stick around for more of the Country Top 40 next. It is a journey to number one on 98Q Country.
It's the Country Top 40, yeah.
Welcome back to the Country Top 40 with Fitz. And a little Christmas disclaimer for everyone out there from your good buddy Fitz. Be sure to always keep your friends close, your enemies even closer, and keep all your receipts for all major purchases. Especially this time of year. That's all I'm saying. And the last major purchases for Scotty McCreery were a pickup truck and a big case of wine, which inspired this next song on the countdown. At number 27, here's Cab and a Solo.
I've seen a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break
five spots from number 32 to number 27. It's Scotty McCreery and Cab in a Solo. The hits continue now on the Country Top 40 with an individual who calls himself a beach cowboy. And the definition of a beach cowboy is a person who lives by and loves the sea. Instead of riding horses, they ride waves and they hunt in the water. Where the winds blow with the big white caps is where a beach cowboy will hang his hat. And a beach cowboy says, saddle up and paddle up, because we're about to get John Wayne on these waves. From Ormond Beach, Florida, here's Brian Kelly at number 26. We'll see you next summer.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, and our time is running out. You're about to head back north. I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my son. Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita? Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All that same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all. Somebody at the beach and then wanna say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population side, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. But after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. But after holding you all night, I wanna. Santa Margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hook it up. See you next summer.
Up to the number 26 with See You Next Summer. And there's nothing like a woman who combines small-town sensibilities and city sophistication. Carly Pierce grew up in small-town Kentucky playing in bluegrass bands with one of the country's biggest cities just across the river. Carly says, I think I got the best of both worlds growing up in northern Kentucky because I had the small town of Taylor Mill where I grew up. It's a one-stoplight town with only 6,000 people and everybody pretty much knows everybody. I mean, in my high school, I had only 80 people in my graduating class. And then you go maybe 5 or 6 miles, and there's Cincinnati, Ohio. So I had a very interesting upbringing, being a little bit city and a little bit country. And she recruited fellow Kentucky boy Chris Stapleton for a little of that hometown country flavor. At number 25, here's Carly and Chris with We Don't Fight Anymore.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't care.
difference would it make? We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up a house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't even fight anymore.
That's a giant leap for man, a huge five-spot leap for mankind, and for any country artist for that matter, from number 30 to number 25 for Carly Pearce and Chris Stapleton with We Don't Fight Anymore. We're making it a December to remember on the most impactful countdown in country music. This is the Country Top 40. I'm your guide, Fitz, the guy that plays those hits. So glad you're here. And later this hour, join me for a tour of the CT40 Vault. Our count puts us at number 24 right now with the proud Pennsylvanian. It's Gabby Barrett with the Glory Days.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar.
Gabby Barrett living out those glory days, sliding up five glorious spots from number 29 to number 24. Way to go, Gabby. You know, the biggest commitments in life are ones that should take the most time to think about. When you're about to make a big decision, you should think it through. Except when you're John Osborne. And that commitment is a tattoo. John and I sat down the day after Thanksgiving, and he told me about the wild hair he got a while back and why it ended up leaving a permanent mark.
Honestly, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like I knew kids were on the way, and I'm like, I got to cling on to my youth. So I'm just going to do something really crazy and get a massive chest tattoo. And in a way, symbolically, not to get too philosophical about it, I guess, but it is a sailor ship, and I've been very vocal about my mental health and a lot of the struggles I've had over the years. And he actually told me this quote after I'd gotten the sailor ship tattoo. Was smooth waters don't make good sailors. And it's a and it's an amazing philosophy, and it's something I'll carry with me forever. I feel like I have become my best self in the most trying times of my life.
Brothers Osborne putting their best foot forward. They're at number 23 with Nobody's Nobody.
Some wind up in